You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary, because we're all in a hurry.
Hi, I'm Chip, and you're listening to 2-Minute Time Lord Podcast number 289. Christmas Eve! Today on Christmas Eve, I'm feeling a little grinchy. Or perhaps Scrooge-ish. I am uncharacteristically compelled to rant tonight. But I'm casting about for a subject. Shall I complain about The Hobbit in 48 frames per second? Nay, I must not, for I have not yet seen The Hobbit in 48 frames per second, and thus I may not pass judgment on a movie I have not yet seen. Also, and crucially, this is not a Hobbit podcast. Ergo, I shall not spend time discussing the pros and cons of frame rates of a non-Doctor Who product. Other podcasts may make different choices. Similarly, I may not complain about tomorrow's Christmas special and the following 8 episodes of the 7th season of the revived Doctor Who, because neither have I seen them, and therefore I cannot comment on Doctor Who episodes I have not seen.
And you call yourself a Doctor Who fan.
And this is what I get for having an audience for my podcast. I don't feel I can even complain about the new TARDIS set. Yes, that's an uninspiring promotional photo, but there's clearly more to the set than that, so I'm going to rein in my first impulse that the set looks cheap and cramped. Sometimes a homage to the past is really a step backward, but I promise I'm keeping an open mind. And I'm running out of ideas. If I stretch myself, maybe I can gripe about Stephen Moffat's single greatest irritant, the unnecessarily artificial inflation of the 11th Doctor's status by adding another 300 years to his lifespan when, as a practical matter, Matt Smith hasn't acted as though he's had 300 additional years of experience on his resume. But then I have to be honest and admit that it's just my insecurity talking. The 10th Doctor is always going to be my Doctor, and I get irrationally grumpy when Moffat does what he ought to be doing, honestly, which is making the Doctor and his show successively cooler over the years, increasing the Doctor's status, not shackling himself to the past. So, going through my internal list, and I'm suddenly realizing I don't have much to complain about. Nothing rational, anyway. I mean, I'm hours away from a new episode of Doctor Who. I'm mere months away from the longest unbroken string of episodes in a while, and weeks away from the gathering of the tribes that is Gallifrey 1, with my wife accompanying me once more. And suddenly I realize why I'm feeling a little grinchy. I'm blessed to be at home with my family this holiday season. But last month I was at Chicago TARDIS with my adopted family, the tribe of Doctor Who fans, and I find I'm missing them a lot. As busy and sick as I've been, it's been hard to stay connected to the community. I'm looking forward to restoring that connection. And it starts at 9 p.m. tomorrow night, my time, on BBC America, which is a channel we don't get here at the Mountain House. And the internet connection here is as slow as the almost people. Yeah, I just found something to be grumpy about. Bah. Humbug. And that's your 2-Minute Time Lord podcast for Christmas Eve. More episodes are at twominutetimelord.com and the usual social media suspects, numeral 2-Minute Time Lord. At or like or whatever, you know. And I will catch you when I've had a chance to download and watch The Snowmen. Catch you soon. Bye.